Hello and welcome to the Just Another Castle podcast. I'm your host, Matt, and with me this week is our pro gamer, Mike.
Clegg, and you put the Donkey Kong, like, whoo-hoo-hoo, you know, when it does the echo and DKC1 as my sound here? Thanks. Just picture that, everybody.
Picture a sound.
The one when he's beating his chest and has that awesome echo to it and DKC1. Yeah, that's it. That just everyone picture that.
And our retro aficionado, Uno Clay.
Show me a moves.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't have that one ready, Mike. I've been playing F-Zero, not Donkey Kong. Sorry.
F-Zero, that's Captain Bowser from Smash Brothers.
Okay? I know, but he like doesn't really say anything in F-Zero, you know, other than like racing engine sounds. So, you know, I gotta go. Yeah,
that's what he says. He says racing engine noise. I'm like, hey, Captain Bowser. He's like, the whole new city theme.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
All right. How's it going?
Did you know, by the way, fun fact, by the way, before we keep going on, he never actually spoke a word in the game. That Captain Falcon punch, like that Falcon punch and him speaking, came from an anime because it was influenced from Smash. So that's where it exists from.
Podcast. I didn't know it myself, obviously, but yeah, I heard that on a podcast that like they kind of retconned that into Smash, like via that roundabout way. I mean, hey, that's not that shocking. Most Nintendo characters aren't that fleshed out in terms of voice acting or anything like that. So,
and then they also makes made sense. A GBA game about that show, which
oh,
is weird.
Yeah.
I think it was Maximum Velocity. I forget if that's the tie-in or if it was a different one.
The one that I played that was one of the Ambassador GBA games is basically the SNES original, just on GBA, if I remember correctly, and I think that's Maximum Velocity, so I'm not sure because it didn't seem, I didn't spend a lot of time with it, but it seemed if I remember correctly, it seemed almost identical to SNES. Like it was like, okay, this is a portable version of a decent game, you know, but it didn't seem any anime reference or anything like that to me, if I remember, but it's been ages since I played that, so yeah.
Velocity is the one you were saying we played. It's like a normal one. I'm trying to look. I think F-Zero Climax. Okay, that's the one that was based off the anime, but that was released only in Japan. I just know that it exists.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I don't understand why the bad guy. I always thought he's Crimson Shin meets Batman. You know. I'm always like the devil guy.
I never saw any of the other characters before playing GX on GameCube now, like I because like only in like Smash trophies and stuff, because I only ever played the SNES one, and it's like
you never played Melee. How would you know the Smash trophies? Come on now, there ain't no trophies.
No, they have them there. Some of them are in the new ones. Yeah,
those are
yeah, like the samurai guy and stuff like that. I remember
samurai
looking him up.
Goro? Yeah. He's in his trophy Melee.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But he's in the other ones too. I mean, I never played Melee.
How dare you?
Yeah, I think he's in the 64 ones, or I didn't play the original SNES.
Come on now, there ain't no trophies in 64.
This is the
only Pokemon
like bro podcast, everybody. Thanks.
This is only Pokemon. All right. I mean, this is a gaming podcast. We're just talking facts here.
It's true. So I guess we'll get in. No, all right.
A new game that just came out on the Switch eShop called Among Us. Go on.
Not played it, but I'll bring it up later, I guess. I guess we'll just go into what we've been playing. Since we're talking about games anyway, Switch related, I've played and beat Horizon Chase Turbo. I keep forgetting its name because it's such a generic name, it's too easy to forget, but nothing to say about the quality of the game. It's like an 80s or 90s like arcade racer game where you can't, you know, the draw distance is very short because there's tons of tight turns and whatnot, and it's actually a really fun game. I'd recommend it. I think it's only like $20 or something, but it was on sale for like $5. But yeah, it's like those old games that you're going super fast, a lot of tight turns. You're trying to race against like 19 other AI racers, and you know, there's a bunch of different things you can manage. You can get like coins on the track and, you know, manage your gas, because you can run out in certain tracks if you don't pick them up on the field, or, you know, choose the right car that has enough gas. But it's really fun. I definitely recommend picking it up. If you have a PS4, you can... I was going to say, if you have a PS4, there's also a demo you can try out on there. If not... If it looks interesting to you, you'll like it.
How much was it?
I think it's like 15 or 20 bucks.
Marcus.
I'm surprised it's a demo for the other game or whatever. I don't know. I thought maybe like Bryce Warren's demos, you know what I mean?
Would you compare it to any other racing games, Matt? Like other games you played, that is, or know of?
I don't know. I can't even think of any. Like, I know it's a reference to other games of that era. I just can't recall any of their names because I didn't really like play them all that much.
Right on.
But it's
what made you get sucked into that? That it was $5 mainly.
Yeah. I forget how I found it. Might have just because I follow a bunch of like indie Twitter accounts that'll repeat stuff. So maybe something like that came up, or I probably just saw there was a Switch sale and looked at a bunch of stuff and thought, oh, this is cool. Oh, actually, no, I'm wrong. You know what? A YouTube channel I follow, Indie Jacob, he did a review on it at one point. I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. And then I think I saw it on sale. I was like, oh, I remember that. And saw there was a demo. And then I tried it out. And I'm like, yeah, this is pretty cool. $5. I'll put it down.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I like that you gave something I've never heard of a try, because I always wonder who's buying all these games in the eShop that I've never heard of, and there's a lot of them.
Come on, you. Who else would do it? Thanks, Matt. No wonder why there's a new indie game conference thing coming up. Matt literally solo funded that, okay?
You buy one game, and then everything's your fault.
You're no longer...
You get one indie, and boom, you're labeled Mr. Indie for the rest of your life, all right?
No, you're no longer the demo king, bro.
You're no longer the demo king. That hurts. I can be both.
You're Indiana Jones, or wait. You're Johnny Quest, dude, but the indie version.
I kid. You're still the demo king. You probably played a demo of this, right? Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Of course.
What else have you been playing? Here, I'll be your co-host. I'll give you the segue. What else have you been playing, Matt?
Not much else. I played the Avengers game, which I beat a couple months ago, but I never ended up talking about for... Either we weren't talking about games we played, or I just felt it was past the time. But yeah, it's an okay game. Going into it, I knew that it wasn't going to be like spectacular or anything. I'm like, yeah, it's probably just going to be fine. And I just kind of went in with that attitude, because I'm like, well, as long as the campaign is fun enough, then I'll just write it off as I got my money's worth. And that wasn't wrong, because playing after the game, like, because it's supposed to be like a live service kind of game that also has a campaign, but doing all the missions afterwards are like too formulaic. There's only like two actual bosses you can fight, which is pathetic, because it's like, oh, do you want to fight Abomination again or Taskmaster? It's like, wow, what a lot of variety.
Abomination in the beginning. Did you fight Abomination in the very beginning?
Yeah, he's... I forgot how far I get in, but he's in the first few hours anyway. You actually get to play against him in the beta when they release that. But I got back into it.
I remember playing against him in the beta, and I was like, well, that's kind of lame if he's only one of two bosses.
Yeah, there's also MODOK like at the end, but as far as like bosses that you can fight up against like after you beat the game, it's just him and Taskmaster, which isn't great. But no, I got back into it again because they're supposed to drop characters every now and then. They don't really have a plan anymore because they don't really have their shit together. But They drop Kate Bishop, which is like an archer with like teleportation powers and whatnot. So I've been playing her side story. I haven't really finished it, but I think she's pretty cool. She has a lot in her kit, so it's taking me some time to get used to, just to remember all of her moves and you know, when's the best scenario to use them. I'm actually trying to like not upgrade some stuff just so I can kind of get used to it. But that's the one thing I'll give this game, is a lot of their characters feel very distinct, and they all have their own like different unique mechanics that makes it fun to play. It's just the scenarios that you can play in are way too cookie cutter. But hopefully in a couple of months or so, when they add new characters and, you know, new areas, I'm sure it'll be better. Not that I'm not saying that as an excuse, but you know, if I'm going to be with people, not that anyone's really buying it at this point anyway, because pretty much everyone saw it coming, but you know, maybe it'll get better later.
I mean, I had hope for the game. I mean, I just don't have any what's the word I'm looking for? Desire to pick it up. I mean, I have been into
it, though. Yeah, what's the word I'm looking for? Desire.
But I mean, since Matt played it, I can live vicariously through him. Thanks, Matt, for playing it with me.
If you ever pick it up, you can always play. But yeah.
Yeah, but you just carry me with your OP characters. You'd be like, oh, don't worry, buddy. And you're like, one punch at me while I'll be like limp noodle Captain America. I'll be like, no, level one. And he'll be like, oh, young son. It'll be like those Toontown Mafia commercials. Okay. It's like level 5 gangster, and then he goes to level 25 mafia boss or something. And then, you know, it's I don't know, it's dumb. It's one of those terrible 90s commercials or 2000s commercials. Yeah, 2000s commercials.
Well, they actually balance it per person, so it's like, even if you're a lower level, everything will be scaled to your level, sort of thing. But then it also kind of makes getting stuff irrelevant, because if everything's scaling all the time, it's like, how do you feel like you're growing, sort of thing. But yeah, I'm not really in it for the huge multiplayer aspect, so that's someone else's problem to deal with.
And that is not your problem. Nice. Exactly. Well, happily, very interesting notes.
Yeah, it's
a really made me not want to play it ever.
I know, it's hard because it's just there's too much wrong with it too.
Okay.
It's fun. Yeah.
Clay would rather play Exit the Fartin. Okay. Oh, he's gonna be like, it's made by Devolver. It has to do with butts and farting. Okay. So you would play that rather than play a Mario game on a Nintendo podcast. So he'll never play anything that has any graphics or anything that's relevant with first or second party.
You know what? Only
trick him.
Now that you bring up Devolver Digital,
Devolver might have had a hand in that Avengers game. You know, it's Exit the Avengers. I heard they call it or something.
You know, now that you brought up Devolver Digital, you did remind me. There were a bunch of Steam demos related to the Game Awards that I checked out before they were canned.
Back.
And he's back. Yeah, he's back. I did play Alija. I don't know how you pronounce it. Olija. It's a side-scrolling platformer. I'm trying to bring it up as I'm talking for referencing myself. But yeah, it's published by Devolver Digital. It's made by a studio in Japan, because I was going to follow them on Twitter and then realized I can't understand anything they're writing. So no point doing that. But it's a cool action game where you know, you do have swords and other weapons, but your main weapon is a spear you throw. And if you throw it at certain either targets or enemies, if you press the button again and in the direction, you'll actually like zoom over to that spot, and then you can, you know, attack them some more, either in the air or wherever they may be. So it's a really cool game where, you know, you can attack enemies on the ground just using your sword or your gun, which is weird, or, you know, throw your spear to another enemy and then zoom over to them and slash them a bunch, then, you know, zoom over at another enemy and do that. But if you, you know, throw the spear and you kind of miss, then you're not going to, like, move over there. You're just kind of, I mean, you'll just fall, whatever. So it also, you also have to be somewhat precise, because if you miss your target, then, you know, you can't teleport over. So pressing the button again will just bring it, the spear back to you. So it's, you got to kind of balance if you want to throw the spear and actually hit the enemy, or, you know, if you don't think you're going to make it or whatever. But I think the demo's canceled now because I think they were limited time. But at least look up the gameplay. It's really cool. I think it's going to be another good Devolver title that they're going to push out. I don't think it's coming until sometime next year. I don't know when. But I'd say keep an eye out for that as well. And sorry, not to cut you off. I'll let you go in a second. But it's also not, you know, you play demos and you expect you'll get through an easy enough time. But the boss at the end of the demo, I actually had to play it a couple times to get through it. So I think it'll have a decent challenge to it as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I wish I did Steam so I could try a demo, but then again, I don't really like demos, so I guess I don't really wish that. It's cool.
You can get a Steam link, my dude, and then boom, play on your comfy.
Yeah, I'm good. We talked about that already. Like, too many games, too little time. But, I'm such a fanboy at this point. I mean, when they had their sale for Devolver, that is, for the listeners, Digital Devolver, we're talking about, and the reason we segued into that is because Mike was slamming on Enter the Gungeon, for those who lost the thread. But
no, I more Exit the Gungeon. I was slamming on. Slamming on Clay, who only plays two games. He plays Exit the Isaac and Binding of Gungeon or something.
Nah, like that. You obviously haven't been lurking my profile lately, bro. What?
Yeah, please, now I've been playing both put together at the same time with separate hands. Come on now, all right? <You've evolved. laughs>
Now it's that when they had the sale a few weeks ago for Devolver, like I was like, it was just striking me the level of like quality of the stuff they get behind is truly just notable. Because I was going and searching reviews for everything before I'd buy it, because a lot of stuff was really marked down, and a lot of stuff was like a year, you know, it's been out for a year or whatever. But like, I ended up getting like 7 or 8 games on sale, because it was like every single one of these is like an 8, and I can see myself liking it, you know. And you know, a lot of their stuff is retro, future retro, like kind of homage games or. Tributes or just generally creative. So the one you posted, Matt, you know, what was the name of that game again? The one Alicia? You were just talking about? Yeah, I don't know how to say it. Alicia? Yeah, so that's a year away. But it's the kind of thing where at this point, I just occasionally go in the digital shop and search Devolver just to see what I've missed. And I'm starting to like knock it all out basically on Switch, where the only ones I don't have are ones that are like the lower rated ones that, you know, look ambitious, but maybe didn't quite hit the mark or whatever. But there, yeah, anybody out there who's not aware of them, just search the word Devolver, like the word revolver with DE in front of it, or I don't know if that makes sense. But if you're not aware of Digital Devolver, check them out. There's almost certainly some kind of game in there for you. And I mean, they kind of run the gamut, because I even downloaded that game Gris, G-R-I-S. Mm-hmm. It doesn't even look like I'm totally into it, but the reviews are so overwhelming. Like, this game's amazing, this game's awesome, everyone should play this, you know, kind of thing. That I was like, $5, heck, you know, yeah, for sure, you know, that kind of thing. So yeah, yeah, cool. I look forward to that, Matt, but you know, a year away, I'll probably be digging out of my backlog yet by the time it comes out, so we'll see. Yeah, I already filled up a second memory card on my Switch where it's like, good grief, this is insane. Like, I you know, and now Doom Eternal, I don't even have anywhere to store it. So I'm just like, yeah, that's going to have to wait. I don't have room for an 18 gig game.
Anyway. That's a good excuse for you to go through your backlog and then delete the ones you finish.
Yeah. Oh, I do. I archive them. I'm talking that I have everything I finished archived and off my cards, and it's still full. Oh. I mean, that it's largely, so that's like 128 times 2. is almost entirely full. And I'm like, yeah, it's nuts. I'm just like, this is crazy. I mean, I think I'm about to hit my 100th game on Switch if I haven't already, but I technically haven't played them all. I've probably played 90 out of the 100, you know, where it's like, okay, this is getting insane. Like the you know, the sales, it's just like, you know, if you're not using your wish list, listeners, that, you know, if you don't want to backlog, then don't use your wish list, because Nintendo emails you every time something on your wish list goes on sale. And a lot of times it's a pretty deep discount, you know, and it'll be like a 5-day sale and you get sucked in, just like Steam or whatever. You know, it's like, come on. Like, I almost have to stop opening those emails, because I just got another game yesterday. There was like a twin stick bullet hell shooter that went on sale that, I, you know, it's like marked down to $5. And I'm like, yeah, I love those games. I should buy that. I do love those games. So it's working on me. But
sucker for punishment.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's the sales, and I like supporting these you know, these indies, you know, like, so I know Mike is less interested in supporting the indies. Yeah, so
go talk about indies. I'm checked out right now. That's it.
Speaking of Mike,
you're mainly mobile.
I was like, what's the budget here? Not even a million. I'm out.
Okay? It's like, either got to be a mobile budget, and you're like, I'm in.
Yeah, mobile indie budget, so 100 million minimum, or, you know, I'm all about that profit, man.
So, right, Mike, well, then, other than clearly not indie games, what have you been playing?
Well, thanks for asking. Sure. No. So I did play Uno indie game. I've been on the Among Us craze, which is kind of fun game. Like I said earlier in the podcast, it actually just came to Switch today. I think it's the first console one on Switch. So a weird thing about this game is it's $5 on Steam. I mean, it blew up kind of out of nowhere, but I mean, I know where it blew up from, but that's not relevant information.
There's streamers playing it, I believe.
Yeah. Because
it released like 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's like a 2018 game. On Steam, it's $5. It's basically Mafia or Werewolf, but with tasks. So if you get what I'm saying, you know what Mafia or Werewolf is, or no?
I don't play that. No, why don't you tell the listeners and me?
All right. Yeah, so it's like, and when you play Mafia or you play Among Us, there's 10 of you, 9 of you, etc., and then one or two are fake. So gun games usually call this infection, but they infect others and then become one survivor as zombies. This is different. You have to either win by, you know, by killing everyone if you're an imposter, or you win as a crewmate, as you would in Mafia or anything, as town or, you know, or crew. And you win by either doing all your tasks, so before the imposters can sabotage it, or you vote, you find out who the imposters are and you vote them off with discussions and all that. Throughout the game, you can't communicate to any of your partners unless you do an emergency meeting, etc. So you see the guys walking around, they have no hands kind of thing. All they can do is use their hands for tasks. The imposters obviously are usually faster. They can use vents. They can break the lights, etc. Meanwhile, you can only do your task and then only talk during meetings. So it's like, you know, it has that sense of that thrill, you know, that suspense. So, but yeah, that's I've been playing that. It is fun, you know, playing with people, you know, is a little bit better, because then you can have, you know, you talk and be like, oh, I saw him do this, this, that, and this, versus like when you just play with randomly online or you're just like typing, which is good, but it's just not the same. So yeah, if you're interested in picking it up, it's actually the only, it just came out for Switch, and that is the only console it's out for. And that literally is as of today, around like 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. Which also DKC3 dropped on your Switch. Yeah, I've been playing, you know, the usual Mario Maker. I played Kingdom Hearts Memories of Melody. I just got the Platinum like 3 days ago, 4 days ago. It's a rhythm game from Kingdom Hearts. However, I know you guys think I'm a sucker, because I am 100% when it comes to Square Enix and Kingdom Hearts. But that whole game, it's not a full $60 game. It's also on your Switch, by the way, Kingdom Hearts Mom, Cage Mom, Memories of Melody. Remember that. It has one scene to confirm the next Kingdom Hearts game. So I didn't spend 20 hours in playing 150 songs on Proud Mode. And then just for fun, I did it all for one scene. So
that is eventually uploaded to YouTube.
Sure. That somebody uploaded to YouTube way before the game probably even came out.
Yeah.
Take that, consumer. I mean, production people. You can literally put whatever you want as long as you confirm what I want to know at the end of your game for literally one cutscene. I am saying literally one cutscene. Okay. The rest of the game is just a recap and like, oh, here's what happened in the Kingdom Hearts and here's Kyrie being a narrator. I mean, I love a lot of the Kingdom Hearts songs. Some, not every song from every game made it on there due to licensing issues, etc. Like in Kingdom Hearts Dream Drop Distance, KH3D, the 3DS one, they had Fantasia World. Obviously, none of those songs made it on there because I think a Philharmonic Opera probably owns them or whoever actually has the intellectual property rights to it. So, you know, stuff like that. But yeah, I did have fun with it. It was pretty cool. I actually busted out my Vita to use remote play for it because I'm like, I don't want to sit here and do this the whole time. So I just take my Vita and play wherever around the house. Nice. I tried to go back to Crash 4. I think I'm just going to get all the regular gems. Like, I don't want to kill myself and get the 160% ending. Like, that game legitimately burnt me out of games. Like, I'm telling you, Crash 4 to 100% must be one of the hardest games out there to do that. It will take hours upon hours of grinding just to do that. If you really don't understand what I'm talking about, I know I'm plugging someone else, but he's already big enough anyway. Check out a reviewer named Kadikaris, okay? He aptly explains why Crash 4 may be one of the worst games to ever fully complete, but a good game to play. And it's about a 90-minute video, so, and I probably agree with every single second of that video. So I have really high praise on it. I think that game is fantastic, but everything he says is word for word how I feel. Let's see. I tried to grind for a platinum DBFZ. Worst decision I ever made. I wanted to kill myself.
Wait, which
almost
game?
Did, and I luckily ejected the CD before it happened.
I'm like, could you tell the listeners what game you're talking about?
DBFZ, Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Oh, okay. I was like, I thought it was a Dragon Ball game, but then I forgot where the F factored in.
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha.
The problem is I missed my one chance to get this trophy because I didn't play the game in like 2 years or a year and a half or whatever. And they were giving away like 5 million Zenny, which is two of the trophies. So I'm missing the 5 million Zenny and the 20 million Zenny trophy. I have collectively possibly 3 million Zenny. And that is with every trophy unlocked being at the highest rank online as well. I'm a pink square. Oh, yeah, just saying. Pink square is higher than red square. I am not even close. And I looked up ways to farm Zenny online. It's like you could get 6,000 Zenny per fight doing this. So it's like, okay, 6,000 Zenny roughly for 2-3 minutes. Then do that for 2-3 minutes, about 18K. Then you rough that into an hour. So like 2-3 minutes, 18-3K. And then 20 times that. So it's like, oh boy, around 30, about 36,000 Zenny per hour. And I was like, oh, great. And that is not close to 20 million, whoever wants to do math at home. So I don't know what's gonna happen. I gotta wait for them to drop some sort of gift. Maybe there'll be like a bug or something. Jeez, man, it is so bad. Other than that, I turned on Ring Fit for like just to do the rhythm game for like 2 seconds. I went back to Phil's to do it because I was like, I should work out with this. And then I was like, man, this is so boring. Like I'm like, man, I hate Ring Fit. I hate that game so much. The rhythm game is very fun. But, like, why would you spend $70 just so you do a free add-on to not the main game? That's, like, my biggest gripe with that game. But, yeah, I think that's about it. Besides, I've been doing a bajillion ROM hacks. So I have all Christmas ROM hacks coming out on the channel. So I did Super Mario World Christmas. I did Mario 64, a.k.a. Scrooge 64. And I also did newer holiday specials. So that's an NSMB Wii Christmas hack.
Nice.
All righty. You've been playing some video games then?
Yeah, you know, I dabble. I dabble.
You dabble.
I saw you played Mario. I played Mario 35. I don't want to steal the thunder from you. I freaking love that game, by the way, man. Mario 35 is so fun, but I want you to talk about it before we ranted, you know, before we talked about it.
I'll tell you what. If
Mario 35, did you play any? I saw you test streamed it. I don't know how much you played.
Oh, yeah. No, I played like 20-30 hours of it. I'll tell you what.
Oh, I love that game. Oh, it's so good. It's so well done.
Like, yeah, it is. Yeah, it's if you want to get your abs in shape, do it on your exercise ball because that's what I do. That's how. Like, I'll do like 30 minutes of Mario 35 while doing crunches. It's
do
like
you do it on the TV or you have it all handheld.
Handheld. So like when you're getting to like, you know, the eights, the sevens, you know, then you got to like slow up on the crunches.
Yeah, I took out the Joy-Cons like, you know, free range while you're looking at the TV.
No. Yeah, I got to like I'll just hold it right in front of my face and just be doing crunches. And then like, you know, you're getting ripped. You're beating some fools, you know. It's
you're in 1-1-1-2 all the time. You know what I mean? Nothing's better than the 1-1 simulator. You don't have a bad. I don't even want to like get high goals. All I want to do is literally just unlock every level, and I can never get to the levels I choose. I'm like, okay, I can choose 7-4, and I never get 7-4.
Let me give you a tip on that. I just got every level unlocked. Like, here's the tip. You know, you want to vote for the one you want to get, and so. I never Googled this. I didn't bother to cheat. I just figured it out on my own. It seems like the longer you last and the longer a match goes on. So if you get into a match that you've got...
Matches go forever, dude. They go forever. I've been in matches for so long. I'm like, why can't I have a bunch of scrubs here? But go on.
I suspect that the more levels you personally finish, the more likely your choice is to come up. But I needed one more level. I needed 7-4 like to get checked off my board. And so I hadn't had it. I keep voting for it. And I finally got it. And it was definitely in a match where it was me and three guys where it's on fast time now. And for the listeners who haven't played it a lot, basically, I'm not quite sure when it kicks in, but eventually the clock starts to go double fast. And at that point,
it's a bad feeling, but a good feeling. Like, that means, guys, the game has gone on for a long time. Like,
yeah. And you got to basically have your time like stocked up to 400. And then you got to be going for superstars the whole time so you can keep refilling your time. It's basically like using your coins, getting superstars. That's the end game every time. Is like, it's you. It's who has the most coins to trigger enough superstars to last the longest and keep upping their clock so that you don't time out. Because, I mean, if I don't fall in a pit when it's the final three of us and you're racing, like, it's always the time that kills me. You know, that's always it. And you're like, all right. So, like, basically keep... Try to get into a match and just don't play sloppy. Don't get greedy. Just play the long game and you'll eventually get that level you're looking for. You know, it's like you'll eventually – I finally got 8-8. Actually, I needed 8-4 was the final level, the final level, you know, and I finally got that the other night. And you know what's funny? You expect the game to end when you finish 8-4. You know, it's like even though you're still racing, I didn't realize that would happen. I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, I'm finally, it's 8-4. I'm going to get every board knocked out. And then you finish it, and zap, you're back in, like, 1-1 or whatever.
Like, wait, what? Like, oh, wait, the game doesn't end here.
Yeah, you know, it's like I'm still racing, you know? Yeah. You know, I'm still racing. But, yeah, I've been playing a lot of it. It's a great exercise workout game for me because it's, like, mindless, like, distracting, like, racing. I mean, I'm starting to cap out on my interest in it because I'm, like, level 96 or something like that. I figure I'll go to like at level 100 just because it's a nice round number and then quit. Because, yeah, like you said, it's a level 1-1 simulator. I've played level 1-1. It says like 400 sometimes now, you know, and it's like, yeah, you know.
No offense, but like it's really like you go 1-1-1-2 so many times and it's just like, yeah. I mean, in my opinion, guys always skip 1-3 because nobody likes hilltop levels.
Yeah.
But it's like, all right, man, how many times can I do this? And like I really do enjoy it. I think it's a great, awesome game.
Yeah.
But it's like it does get a little tedious and boring, especially if you're, you know, like, no, like, I don't mean to sound like, oh, well, we're good. But like when you're good at it, too, you're going to be doing 1-1 way long and you're going to be in the game way longer than anybody else.
And the problem is the game, if you get good, it encourages you to keep doing those levels, even though you're good, because 1-1, you can grind up a bunch of time and coins really fast. Like, you know, you can just rip through it and you're guaranteed to get like 30, 40 coins. You're guaranteed to get. Like, at least you're guaranteed if you run through 1-1 really fast and you hit the star and everything and get, and if somebody's throwing enemies at you, you could be leaving 1-1 with 100 seconds extra, you know, so you end up getting encouraged to go back and do it even when you don't need it anymore. Like, you're like, all right, you know, I want to move on. I'd rather do something challenging. And it's like, yeah, but if the clock's running down, 1-1's a good pick. You know, like if you're in a
water. You know what level I low-key really like? Is it 2-2 is the water level, right?
Water, yeah.
2-2 or 2-3. I'm like, if you have a fire flower and you go in that level, all the enemies get stacked at the bottom. It's so free to get a lot.
Yeah, pop, pop. It, the funny thing is what I started to think about, and this is a funny tip for new players. So you pick who you're targeting when you're playing it, and you can pick the guy with the most coins. You can pick the guy who's got the most, the least amount of time and try to get a KO. You can pick a rando.
You do get rewarded for getting a KO. Like, you get more coins at the end. So.
Yeah.
I'm trying always, to think, but also you're helping them out. I always like it's a weird trade off.
Yeah, know? You're trading off. If you're targeting the people who are targeting you, that's one of the most dangerous things to do in a way, because it means you're going to have people throwing enemies back at you, and you're going to be throwing enemies at them, and it turns into an endless cycle, and you could end up KOing yourself in a way, because you're going to end up getting all the hard stuff like the Hammer Brothers and whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, I find if you want to survive, hot tip, go for randos, because it could end up working against you, but it could end up just being like just somebody who's not very good and you get a KO. Like, you know, go for lowest time, target the lowest time at the beginning of a match, and then get off that, because like after the first minute or two, nobody's running out of time. You know, everybody's got their time or they're out of the game, you know? And it's like,
yeah. I mean, like there are jank kills. Sometimes you could just like, miss a jump because you're zoned out. Like that's happened to me so many times. And I'm like, oh, whatever. I'll just make this jump. I've done it 5 million times. Whoops. You know, like,
Yeah,
like worst luck ever. You're what I call them the lotto picks, but the roulette.
Yeah,
like, you know, sometimes I'm like, well, I burned my roulette. Let me get lucky here. It's gonna be like, yeah, I have two Bowsers on the trampoline. I need to go forward. It's like,
yeah,
sorry,
yeah. I got two Bowsers on a trampoline in front of me. I'm gonna have to go for it. Exactly that feeling of like I took a screenshot and put it on Twitter a few weeks ago. It was like, I was in a level, and it was one of those ones where it's getting hilarious. It's getting Mario Maker level, where it's like there's like 10 Hammer Brothers in front of me. I'm like, and I got nothing.
And you're like, you know, I'm like, get a star, and it's like, or a pal block, and you're like, oh, sorry, pal, there's nothing that's gonna help.
No, no. Just getting that mushroom again. You're just getting that mushroom again. Yay! it's a great little game. I would love to see them take that formula and apply it to other games in the series. That would be awesome. If like when this one goes away in a year, they drop like Mario 3 times 35, you know, or something like that, you know, 36, Mario 36 times three, who knows, do some Kingdom Hearts on that, you know, I really enjoy it. I mean, I think I've gotten my fill out of it. I mean, if you're not doing the weekly challenges, like when they put out the new one, that's where the pro players are hanging, bro. Like you should try that, because they will make a theme where it's like all the levels have a Hammer Brother in it, or all the levers have fish in it or something, you know, or like something crazy. And oftentimes they are downright mean. Like you'll just start out, they'll give you 100 coins and a firefly, and you think, oh, I'm OP. And then you walk 5 feet and it's like the worst thing ever. Like,
I think that was a good add-on. I don't think that was in the very beginning, right? They added that on later on. Because I remember they were just regular, do the three challenges and you get like, here's 20 coins, here's 100 coins.
Yeah. It's the coin, or I mean the coin challenge is what I mean. It's like the other choice on the main menu. Like there's the regular, and then it's not always live. It's like every couple of days there's a new one for like leaderboards. And like you're not starting on 1-1. You're starting on different levels, and you're starting in like different challenge situations where, I mean, dead honesty, like a lot of them are like within less than 30 seconds, you'll hear the KO going off so much, and you'll look up and you'll see there's only 10 players left within 30 seconds. You're like, oh, okay, something bad is ahead. You know what I mean? Like, it's like,
You know, I think they kind of hit it out of the park there. Like, I mean, I always said Tetris 99 was cool. I think everyone in the podcast has played it. And, you know, I'm not the biggest Tetris guy, but I was always like, man, like, you know, you win. It's not as impressive to win in Mario 35 as it is Tetris 99. But yeah. All right. Yeah.
Totes.
Great game, though. Everyone, it's free. Check it out.
Yeah, I know. I think a lot of people don't realize. I have friends that I don't think know that kind of stuff. You know, that it's like, yeah, that game is free. You have to go to the eShop and download it. But yeah, you know, it's Mario 35. It's sitting right there. If you have an online sub, then get it. Like, try
while
it.
You
like,
still
hey,
can.
You know. Yeah, you know, it's like, yeah, exactly. While you still can, it's a couple months and limited time event. You know, it's a neat idea. So.
For sure.
Sorry, it's my it's my doctor. He called to say I'm fat. It's the best joke I had on hot take. Yeah. So anyway, we've been going on about what we played a lot. I've been playing some stuff. We can move on. I've been playing F-Zero. I wanted to give one PSA to the masses though. About a Switch game that has a problem that I discovered. I bought Saints Row 4 with a friend to play multiplayer online, and it's basically like a GTA parody kind of. It's real funny. It's just goofy. It's you can run around in an open world environment game like with, you know, your buddy online, and that's great in a pandemic when you can't hang out with people anymore. And it's like, all right, so we can play this game online together. And you don't even have to stick together. It's like GTA. You can literally run around the map and just do whatever you want and do challenges and get into it, you know, with cops and whatever. And you know, and then when you do the mission together, and it's got, you know, but bummer. Turns out Saints Row is a famously broken game with save file problems. And like, it's not limited to Switch. Like, thankfully, it's not just the Switch version. As soon as I went on Reddit to like look up why does it keep crashing when we try to save the game, everyone's like, oh, you didn't hear? Yeah, Saints Row are broken. You know, those are broken games. You know, it's like they're hilarious. They are intended to be out of this, you know, insanely ridiculous like challenges, insanely ridiculous missions, just goofy humor. But every time we were trying to save, it would crash and we have to redo missions. And it basically seems like it's a problem with like uploading the save file to the network when you're playing a multiplayer game. So anyone who's hoping to play Saints Row 4 on Switch, I got it on sale for like $12 for like a physical copy at a local GameStop. But the reality is you're probably not going to be able to play it online with somebody else. You're probably just going to be playing it solo, which is a bummer because that's why we bought it. It was like, oh, cool, you know, a great multiplayer option. But recommended with a huge asterisk. If you want chaos, silly GTA game, I definitely laugh a lot at it. It is really funny, and it's got crazy physics, and it's got lots of destructible environments. Matt, I'm looking at you.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like, you know, it's yeah, it's the multi is busted. It's a bummer because otherwise we were having a great time with it. We were like, this is hilarious. This the music in it is really funny. It's got a really good sense of humor. But yeah, play it by yourself. Get it cheap and play it by yourself probably.
That's unfortunate. So, but yeah, I can attest to the at least the single player aspect of it. Those games are great.
Yeah, I'd heard of them, but when I saw it was on sale and it was multi, that was the main selling point. I was like, mm-hmm. Oh, me and my buddy finished Resident Evil 5 together. That's, you know, it's fine. It's exactly as fine as everybody thought it was. It's not great. It's not awful. It's fine. And then we were like looking for something else you can play together, you know, like kind of an adventure or action game or something, you know, and that was the choice. But it shall not be. It shall not be. They did not build it well. So, yeah. Anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Let's move on to some news and stuff.
News time. Clay got Mario Odyssey by accident.
Oh man, if only.
He doesn't even know. He doesn't even know.
Oh, right.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, Mike, there was a, I don't know if it's still active. Listeners could look it up. I doubt it's still active, but there was a deal through Walmart.com. They were selling you could get a pro controller and it for $60. Yeah. It's already a huge discount, but get this, it comes with a download code for Odyssey. So I got on that deal. So I got a download code for Odyssey coming in the mail eventually. So I'll probably play it.
Sure. Let me guess. The moon's blue. I mean, the pigs are blue and the moon flies or something, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm probably not going to play it right away, Mike. Let's just be honest. I'm going to say it.
Right. You're gonna be like, oh god, check, did you guys hear about this Odyssey game we want when the Switch Pro comes out? Okay, that's what you're gonna be like.
I actually am going to say, because I'm still playing Galaxy, the remaster of Galaxy, which is great, and if people want to get that nostalgia of like playing Galaxy, I think it's worthwhile, but I'm not gonna probably jump right into another 3D Mario game back to back, that's for sure. So It's true,
understandable. All right, so let's get on to some news topics. There were a couple of controversies that happened with Nintendo lately. In particular, three of them. I kind of just wanted to cover one. I might just quickly bring up the other because I think it's just something that could be quickly brought up. But so we're just going to focus on one of them. But one of the more pertinent ones was the hashtag Free Melee. So what happened there was The Big House is an organization that hosts tournaments, and Nintendo is partners with them in some form. I don't really know how it works. That's what I read.
Big House is in the Midwest. I'm wondering, it's like in Michigan. It's one of the premier tournaments, but they're one of the very few sponsored by Nintendo.
Okay, so yeah, they were going to host a Smash Melee and Ultimate tournament, and of course, you know, because of the situations of this year, they weren't able to do it locally, obviously. Ultimate you can do online because it's online, but obviously Melee can't, so they were looking into what they could possibly do to remedy that, and they were going to use this program called Slippy, and from what I gather, it's basically just a tool that enables people to play GameCube games online.
I could give a clip note.
Okay, sure, yeah.
Does everyone know what Dolphin is, or the emulator?
Yeah, the Dolphin emulator.
Yeah, so Slippy, it's one of two things. There's two versions of Dolphin. There's the blue one everybody uses and a red one called Ishii Ruka Dolphin, which is faster. Now, Slippy combines with that and to make something called Faster Melee. And Slippy in itself was always used at Melee tournaments, but it was used to determine stats and recreate the game with higher textures, you know, create less errors, et cetera, you know, like very minor fixes. It's like people who love Melee, like, oh, I can fix the coding. Here's this game. So if you ever wondered or watched a Melee stream and you're like, man, this game looks way better than, you know, than my game, they were using Slippy, but they were using like a local version of it. It was like edited by their, it was edited on their Wii, or it was edited on, you know, their game, on the GameCube kind of thing. So with Slippy, now, with this program, somebody created, instead of just getting these highlights, because it would show you every stat. Like, I'm serious. Like, that's how amazing Slippy is. You turn on Melee, and with Slippy, it'll tell you how many times you miss your L cancels, how many wave dashes you hit, what's your most opening, your opening attack, what's your average percent of death, what's your average percent of kill, most, you know what I mean? It would give you every single one of these stats. And it's insane. Just off one game, off one game, off one play. But, yeah, now with somebody created an online matchmaking system with rollback net play, which is what major fighting games usually use to reduce input lag, etc. Smash is notorious for having terrible online gameplay, and be it casual or go hard, it does not matter. It's usually like, man, this is a lag fest and I don't have fun. So this guy, I mean, granted it's Melee also, this guy created his whole own net code with rollback net play, which means you will have two frames of input delay, which is basically like playing IRL, and that's right. How, you know, so it's basically it's the closest thing to playing on LAN next to Clay coming in and plugging a controller at my house or something like that. That's how good it is. I mean, I've tested it out too. It's phenomenal.
Wow. Yeah. Glad you're here to explain that.
So it's a high tech way to play Melee online.
There yes. Yeah, or if you wanted to just study yourself, like, yeah, being like, right, legitimately, you could play against a computer and you could learn all your, why you're messing up, all your stats. It gives you a free replay like that. It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah,
that is pretty impressive. Like, that would not be very favorable for people of a less, say, skilled level, where all it says is, you should probably never play this video game again.
Just says the screen, no, put it down.
A good way to get good. You'll be like, what am I messing up on? And it'll, you know, it'll tell you everything, like how you recover. I'm telling you, the stat page is so long, and it's so cool. It's so cool.
Nice. But nice. Yeah, so they were going to use that tool, and because it's Nintendo, Nintendo has partnered with them, and obviously there's no official way to play Melee online. You know, this would call into question if people are just using pirated, ripped copies of their own game or whatnot. So Nintendo sent them a cease and desist order, at least for the Melee tournament. Apparently, they could have still hosted the Ultimate one, but they just didn't for whatever reason. But yeah, Nintendo sent them a cease and desist because they didn't like that. Obviously, because, you know, you'd have to... I don't know if you can... figured into if you can use it with your existing GameCube disc or not, but I'm sure the fact that people could do it without it kind of cheesed them off, so they didn't want to really be involved in that, or I guess I should say associated with that, so they sent them a cease and desist. Right. Then, you know, the creator of Slippy was annoyed, and he started the hashtag Free Melee, And then this actually affected a Splatoon tournament where multiple teams wrote variations of Free Melee in their team names. And then Nintendo canceled the stream of that. The tournament still happened, but they just didn't live stream it. And then the hashtag Free Splatoon came around. So that's the ordeal of that whole thing. And, you know, on one perspective, I do get it. Well, I get it from both perspectives. I don't know which side I should start. But I understand when, you know, a company is partnering with another company, if there's not foul play, but some level of potential piracy involved, they're like, yeah, well, we don't really want to be associated with that. I get it. But also at the same time, like, I understand the fans where it's like, look, Melee's been out for, what, 15 years now? You don't have an official way to play it. So it's not like if people pirated it anyway that you'd be losing out on money because you're not selling it. So we can't give you the money for it anyway. Melee and Ultimate tournaments. You're not just closing all Melee tournaments because you have Smash Ultimate. So they're clearly fine with Melee tournaments in general. So it's like, what are you making a big hubbub for when, like, you clearly don't have a problem with this in a lot of aspects?
I can play the devil's advocate for why they're doing it. I mean, and the reality of it comes down, this is more like an Eli thing, in terms of our podcast layout, but like one of the things, a lot of times, reason companies sue when they don't necessarily want to, because they know it's like bad press, is because if you allow a precedent, so to speak, it's not like a legal precedent, but like that, let's think of it that way. If you allow the precedent to be established that you're okay with something, someone could actually use that against you in court later. Let's say Nintendo lets this go on and later they want to shut down another tournament for some other reason. Let's not even bother thinking of a reason, but they want to shut down some other, let's say it's a racist KKK rally where they're having a Melee tournament and they want to shut it down. They're like, we don't want to be associated with that. That's horrible. Like, shut that down.
It kind of already happened, though. I don't
think right. But like,
it happened in the spring with I don't know if you heard, but I don't really want to mention it here on the podcast. But it was no good.
Yeah, no, exactly. Zing, you know what I mean?
But they didn't do anything about that because that's there's two things. One, Nintendo's a Japanese company, and two, that's freedom of having their own opinion and speech. Like, anybody's allowed to believe what they want, and if they buy Melee, they're allowed to play Melee. So right. The thing is, though, is that America emulators are actually legal. That's the thing, but you have to own, you know, the game. You're not allowed to download a game. That is illegal. That's exactly. Why, like, you ever seen like videos and it's like, I can't give you the link. You have to find your own, aka rip your own thing.
And in this case, they could be shutting it down because in the future they would lose legal leverage in court to shut something down because someone could point to this and say, you've been letting it go on and partnering with a tournament that was doing it. You know what I mean? And you knew
I definitely agree with that. You know, like, I mean, Matt said he could see both sides. I mean, right. I can really see why they shut down the Splatoon stream because, like, hey, we don't want this. This is turning into a bigger mess that we don't want to. Yeah. And Splatoon, you know, should be about Splatoon. It's not about any other issue, especially something that we already have our firm belief on. And obviously, it's their own Splatoon tournament. They have every right to be like, yo, you can't compete with that name.
I'm interested to see, Mike, that you're taking that side of it, because like, I could have seen you being more in the Smash camp and being like, Nintendo sucks. Like,
I think Nintendo's stupid. Like, they don't even make Melee anymore, nor do they care about it. So like, they should stay out of it, you know, like,
right.
But again, but it is their property.
They might have plans to bring Melee to a digital online service eventually.
Yeah, I mean, that's possible too. And that's the thing, though. Like, you know, all these, like, everything is in the realm of possibilities. I can't speak
and
for what I think. I mean, I can speak for what I think, not what they think or what they can do.
But that's why their lawyers would tell them to shut this down. They'd say, look, even if you can't say definitively right now that you're going to make a Melee online someday, and their lawyers would look at like Nintendo HQ guys and say, but is it a possibility that you might? And they'd be like, it's definitely a possibility we might. And they'd say, then you need to shut this down, because otherwise you're not going to have any right later to go and try to shut down.
Yeah, that's the Melee community's fight, is that you guys haven't done anything or never supported,
right.
Nintendo doesn't fund the tournaments that much, to be honest. They give the least money of any company. Like Capcom, you know how much money they put into Street Fighter tournaments, pro tournaments, and all that. The Capcom World Tour, etc.
Yeah,
so much money goes into that. League of Legends,
yeah, totally.
Like, yeah, so it's like Nintendo. Even if you were to give us a sponsorship, you give basically nothing. Even if you know those official Nintendo tournaments in Japan, right? You know, there's no cash prize, right?
Right, right. Oh, well, that's not. I mean, that's not even Nintendo's side of it. They'd be like, We're more worried about preserving our ability that if we make an online Melee someday, we want to preserve our
digital
fight. They're like, this sucks. It's like, we want it now, right? And I mean,
yeah, like, what do you, like, you don't do anything. Plus, the stuff you do is so minimal. Just give us Melee, aka hashtag free Melee. That's where that
right,
comes
from. Right, right. I mean, like, yeah. It's a tough one. I mean, it's a tough one because the reality is, like, probably the people at Nintendo, like, the more reasonable people, they don't want to shut this down. They're like, this is a lawyer's thing. You know, this is like, we don't want to, like, tell you not to play Melee. But, I mean, at the same time, they're not, like, going around, like, trying to get that Slippy application removed from the internet. They're saying you can't use it at this tournament.
Yeah, exactly. So,
you know, I
don't think people are realizing that as well. Like, the very good viewpoint. Matt, I was going to ask, mm-hmm. How you felt about that? Like, how you feel kind of about the situation? Because I feel like you're a fan of both sides. Like, you know, you really like Nintendo, and like, I feel like you enjoy Smash and like a lot, like a little bit deeper than Clay kind of thing. I feel like that Clay, no offense, but you're like Omega casual. But I feel like Matt, you know, has a deeper connection to Smash, you know? And I just want to know, kind of like, is this relevant to you? Like, does it matter? Or you're like, I kind of blew up out of nowhere, and just because I'm in media, I understand.
Yeah, kind of that. I don't know. I'm kind of on both sides because I thinking's hard. Okay. No, I totally get the frustrations. I think the issue mostly is that it's like a public tournament and Nintendo was partnered with this company. Whereas if you're, you know, a bunch of schmucks, you're like, hey, let's rent a room. We're just going to play some. Well, I guess you wouldn't need to rent a room if you're playing online, but you know, ignore the specifics, but ignore the ridiculousness. But you know, if you and a bunch of friends, you know, plan something yourself, nothing's really going to happen. But because it's like this public stage, and you know, Nintendo is officially involved in this company, it's like, well, you know, can you really be like, I understand that people want to see the tournament, but at the same time, can you really be upset like a company doesn't want to be involved in that or associated with that? Like, not really.
No.
So
no,
I think it's
not
an argument for that, though. Is Sega lets this happen, though, you know? Like, have you, how many Sonic ROM hacks are there, and you know, all these things, and things, Sonic Mania.
So,
you know, those guys were out there making giant, you know, comics and, you know, parody games, etc.
Yeah, I'm not sure where a company needs to step in or not, but I think that is also like on the lower end of the spectrum than like, we, here's this giant tournament, like where everyone comes to see. You might be able to skirt around like individual fan games, but it's another thing. It's like, hey, here's a public stage where everyone's involved and blah blah blah. Because like, well,
yeah, and now it's tens of thousands of people are,
yeah,
about to, you know.
So
yeah,
I think like
that's
where you kind of run into more problems.
No, that's fair. I just wanted to, because I know you also, you are thankfully, you are an artist, and it's like, you know, well, I do like to see people like try to credit and work with that, but you know, again, like you said, it's not like they're gonna be like, hey, freaking let's do this and run a huge tournament because we know thousands upon thousands of people are gonna watch this and talk about it, etc. It's more of like, hey, I made a Sonic fan game, okay, cool, you know, it could go viral, they don't know, and then if it does, good to them. Sega will be like, they maybe possibly made a good game. Like, it's a little bit, it is a little bit different, you know. They're not making a Melee clone or with their own Melee. Like, they are using legitimately Super Smash Brothers Melee version 1.02,
yeah,
NTSC version.
Yeah.
Not that I would know. That's exactly the opposite.
No, no, of course not.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Clay's out here like, what are you talking about? He Clay's a PAL user with the Fox Nerf and the Mark Nerf, okay? Freaking European Clay.
Totally, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. You're like, I hated Fox's upbeat. He had too many. It was active for too long, and it went too far. I'm a PAL player.
Play. Gotta get that little speed boost. Come on, man.
Gotta get that
PAL speed boost, bro.
Was it worth it?
I did want to touch on one of the other controversies, which hopefully won't take too long.
The other controversy. It was Breath of the Wild existing and then getting Age of Calamity and ones of people thinking it was a sequel. Meanwhile, apparently it's an AU for an ending, so it's a freaking, what's the word I'm looking for? Not a Deus Ex Machina, but the one where they kind of screw everybody because they're like, oh, well, we'll just make this an alternate ending and nothing matters. There's a specific word, psychology word.
A Mass Effect?
I don't know.
A Mass Effect, really?
No.
But yeah.
Because the ending didn't matter.
That's exactly what. But I hear that's what I heard with Hyrule Warriors.
All right, don't say too much. I didn't play it yet.
But yeah, that's all I know about it.
I knew about some stuff involved. well, I mean, you get from the demo, but
everybody forgot it existed. It's only been out for 2 weeks.
But nice. The other thing I wanted to address was related to YouTube, which this one actually kind of personally ticks me off. So Nintendo recently copyrighted, claimed, and blocked music from Super Mario 64, Ocarina of Time, and Mario Kart Wii. And this came from Nintendo of Japan. So this is kind of annoying for a couple of reasons. One is, a couple of years ago, a while ago, they made their YouTube partnership program, and everyone dunked on it because it was justifiably just poorly made, and eventually they got rid of that. And it seemed like, oh, okay, well, maybe Nintendo doesn't know what they're doing, but they'll at least back off and just kind of let people do their thing, and leave it where it may be. But now they're blocking music, which is annoying because obviously people can't listen to or, use it. But also because it's not like they have another avenue where you could officially support it anyway. You can't buy the music anywhere. You can't stream it anywhere. And there's no other way to really listen to this music. In some cases, there sort of are. The Mario 64, the soundtrack is available in 3D All-Stars, but it's not the same as buying individual songs like on iTunes or something. Ocarina of Time, I believe, had like a one-time disc. Not really.
It was this issue. I've seen this before, but not seen the entire issue. I'm sorry if you hear that phone. But the only time I ever encountered this problem before it became big that you're talking about was for Mario Galaxy soundtrack. I remember trying to listen to Gusty Gulch sometimes, and that was like blocked by Nintendo property because this is produced by, it would be like whoever the composer is, because it'd be in like Hiragana or Japanese or whatever, Katakana or whatever it is called. And I'm like, that's weird. Like I could literally turn on a Galaxy playthrough and it's like, oh, this is fine. But like when I wanted to listen to that specific song, like that one specifically was blocked by Nintendo. And I'm not talking about recent, this was like years ago, like 2-3 years ago minimum. But yeah, now, like you said, now they're doing it with the N64 games, and it's like, well, why do they even stretch to Ocarina of Time? Like, Ocarina of Time hasn't even had a re-release since, like, 3D, you know what I mean? And that means they're probably planning for, I'm assuming, something similar. If they're going to block Mario 64 like that, they must be doing, hey, we'll buy 3D All-Stars if you want to listen to the soundtrack kind of thing.
Well, one might think that, but at the same time, they can block a bunch of other things, and it doesn't really lead to anything. But yeah, my issue with this is, there's sometimes you want to listen to this music and there's just no other way to listen to it unless you start ripping individual game soundtracks everywhere, which is a pain. But I don't know. It's just like, I don't know if you really, the amount of money that they're losing is negligible. And if they want to make money off of it, then fine. Block it from, or not block it, but, take it down from other people, but then make your own official channel where you upload all this stuff. Because if you're not, then it's just like, well, we're taking away this music. It's like, okay, well, can I have a way to listen to it? No. Well, why not? Oh,
that's
no.
That's true. I didn't.
It's like, just make why? You have all of your other music on there. There's
millions.
Like, you're not losing any money from YouTube, like, of all things. Yeah. Like, holy crap. Just bugs me because there's
that's using your brain. Oh, you're not allowed to do that. All right, come on. Yeah.
It's just annoying because
good ideas go in the vault.
Yeah. Because some soundtracks are just individual songs or whatever I want to listen to. And it's like, man, if they're cracking down on some of these now, like Mario Kart Wii doesn't even have, I can't think of a time where they even had a one-time CD release. Like, I think Ocarina of Time did, maybe on Club Nintendo or something, but not even Mario Kart Wii. And it's like, what are you doing? Just leave it.
Yeah, I think Ocarina of Time only had that weird Fire Temple song. And they're like, well, this might be offensive, so we'll change it. But like, other than that, I've never, like, the only time I can think of, like, CDs ever coming for the thing are Smash with the pre-order for 3DS.
Yeah.
And...
All right, my internet cut out, but we're back. And, Mike, you were saying?
Oh, yeah. So I was saying, I think everything Matt said was kind of on point. If they really were concerned about money, they really wanted, I don't remember any ways they really released soundtracks besides, like, special pre-order bonuses. And even that's rare and few and above. But I think Matt had the right idea. You really care about money, you want to make money, and you care about people in music, like, oh, using my music, etc. Make a music channel on YouTube. People would love to listen to it. And guess what? You get those juicy ads. So, Matt, you had a good idea, but remember, good ideas don't work in business. So,
yeah. Or claim the music that's already there, although then people wouldn't really use it in their videos, which would
just take everybody off and remove the music. Just be like, yeah, no. And then give no explanation why.
And it's not like, oh man, we didn't know this was existed for all these years, like, you know, some random fan game that went underground. It's like, no, this has been on YouTube for like a decade. And if you type Nintendo into YouTube, I'm sure you don't have to go one page without finding music. So it's not like it slipped past them before and they only noticed now. So it's like, all right, well, why now? Especially before when they were, you know, under the partnership program, or they made their partnership program and were really cracking down on people in a number of ways. It's like, why now? So it's, I don't know. It doesn't look like a good start. If they claim Mario Party, I'm going to be real pissed. Because sometimes I just like listening to those soundtracks because they're so much fun.
I know, I agree.
So,
I agree.
Man. But anyway, let's get on to some better news or happier news. Persona 5 Strikers is coming to North America on Switch next February the 23rd. It was only in Japan for a while, but now it's coming. It's the Musou game for Nuclei. Based on the series. I don't think it expands the story in it. Well, I don't think it's an addendum to the story in any way. It's probably just in the middle or something. So I don't think it's exactly like Age of Calamity. But
I know Persona 5 Royale, which is just Persona 5. Like, you know,
Royale with cheese.
Yeah, Royale with cheese. You know what I mean? That's the European version. No, what do you call it? That added to Persona 5 because Persona 5 regular is just regular. Persona 5 Royale added a new character and some extra stuff. It's the same as like P4 and P4 Golden or something like that. Just to let people who are like, oh, what's the difference? Or what should I get?
Sure. Anyway, I'm like, okay, this is the Musou game. But yeah, if you like Hyrule Warriors Age of Calamity and you're interested in Persona 5 but you don't have anything other than a Switch, then maybe you might like this because it's in that same world. But something that Mike, you do like is The World Ends With You, and they announced a sequel titled Neo: The World Ends With You, and it's a 3D.
Eli loves that game too. Eli loves that game too.
Nice. Yeah, it's a 3D sequel. So what did you get out of this?
Dude. I know. Okay, they're also getting an anime, but it was part of the ordeal. Mm-hmm. But
honestly, I didn't see it coming, first off. Second off, I was wondering how they would ever make a sequel. You know what I mean? Because, like, the DS one is so unique. Matt, you played it, right?
No, but I know somewhat how it works.
Like, I mean, I would recommend playing it. It's probably one of the most unique 3DS games I've ever played. Because it required you to look at both screens and use your D-pad and your four buttons. Like, it was literally being as interactive as possible. So, that's what makes it really cool. Being 3D in a world thing, like, I'm not like, oh, man, it should be like the original. I'm not one of those guys. So, I'm just excited we're even going to get, like, more of it. So, I'm pretty hyped.
Nice. Yeah, it seems to maintain the art style, especially the, I was going to say comic book, not really, whatever kind of art style with, like, the, you know, the character portraits in various ways.
Yeah, it's like that weird, like, 2D pop-out comic style. Like, I wouldn't really know what to call it either.
Ghosts and Goblins Resurrection was announced during the Game Awards.
Oh, boo.
Nobody it's coming out next year, February 25th. I'm not quite sure if it's a remake or a sequel or a mesh of the two. I couldn't really find much information on it. But it's coming back anyway. So,
yeah.
Unoclay, you seem quite excited for this.
I mean, it's like it's cool to see them keeping that series like in the cultural consciousness because, like, you know, hype my YouTube channel. I just did some videos on Super Ghosts and Goblins, which I'd never played in my life until this past year. And then I played multiple versions of it just to compare them and finished it, not the hard level, but on the regular level, which is already rather hard.
Those games are hard.
Like, no joke. But, like, I would say this. It's in no way is it, like, my favorite series or anything like that. But it's just the nostalgia of it. I like it that they're going to give it another shot and bring another game in the series out because it's like, it's just a classic series. So it made me happy. That's it. Nothing deeper than that, you know? I mean, it's one of those games that, like, can drive you up a wall because the jumping is purposely obtuse. And, you know, it's like the weapons are, like, not powerful enough and the enemies are overpowered in some cases. You know, it's ridiculous. But, you know, I'm just a fan of, like, some of these kind of IP, like, getting another shot. Like, I, like, as long as it's decent, you know, legit, you know, then why not keep the series alive? You know, it's classic. So I'm a fan, you know, that's it.
Nice.
So I'll probably play.
The game is not as culturally relevant. Remember, he was in the last few Marvel vs. Capcoms, Arthur.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. So he's not like, you know, like, oh, who the heck is Arthur? Like, he was, He did appear more recently. They caught Mega Man for his trash ass. So
really? Yeah, really?
Yeah. But yeah, he moves just like he does in the game. Like, if you ever look at any gameplay of Arthur and Marvel, like, he'll do that weird janky
run. That horrible Simon Belmont jump.
Like, yeah, yeah. He emulates that in the game. So, like, in a 60 FPS whatever game, it's exactly like that. He moves the same way.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. I would have it no other way. Like, that's awesome. That's the best part about these kind of, like, mashup fighter games. You know, it's like, whether it's Smash or some other game, I don't want you to do it unless they're going to be, like, legit and make it work. So that's awesome. So cool. Yeah, I'll probably play that at some point. You know, it's like, will I be buying it day one? You know, I don't think so, but yeah, I'll definitely be curious to see how it turns out and read the reviews. And if it's like Mega Man 11, where everyone's like meh, then maybe not. And if it's, like, you know, more like Mega Man 9, I'll be like, yeah. So we'll see. You know?
Yeah.
We'll see.
This other one was kind of leaked and hasn't really been touched on since. But for Mike, there's a new 3D Sonic animated series announced for Netflix that they
leaked out. But, like, 2022. And they got, like, immediately deleted.
Yeah.
Like, and that's so far away anyway. I'm like, okay. I was like, why are they? I guess they... Well, I know we should know for anybody who watched, like, the Sonic film or cares about Sonic, like, they obviously signed for Sonic 2, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so it's like they had that, and then I'm assuming because it did popular with that, Netflix must have been like, we'll take a TV show, and anybody who was really paying attention when Sonic Team Racing and Sonic Mania was coming out, they had a bunch of YouTube shorts. And those were all pretty funny, I'm not going to lie. Very well animated. So we'll see if it'll be in that style, what kind of thing they're going to do. But, yeah, Yeah, it's it's cool. It's cool. I mean, but I think right now the closest thing, I think the Mario movie is closer than the Sonic animated series at this rate.
Oh man, that would be an interesting bet, because I don't know.
Creator.
That thing's been
forgot about that.
That thing's been dead for some time. Well, quiet, I should say, but
Mario X Minions, boys. Okay.
Gosh.
I mean, any movie production is likely to be just shelved for a little bit right now, because it's hard to make money on releasing a movie right now. So it's like,
yeah. I think Mortal Kombat,
but I mean,
officially got like a release date.
Sure, but I mean, that's a risk, and in some cases, like if a studio can hold a movie, I'd be willing to bet they're going to at this point, because it's like, you're just, if you can afford to hold it, why wouldn't you? Because you're not going to make anywhere near as much money releasing stuff like straight to streaming, you know, like as you would with a theatrical release, and right now that's just not a thing. So it's like,
well, I would say it's more surprising, because it's not like they've shown off a teaser. Like, it's not like they've shown off a teaser and then it's like, oh, well, you know, all this stuff happened, we'll push it back. It's like, we've seen nothing about this Mario movie yet, so I'm not willing to take any sort of bets of when it's coming out.
Right. Because it could be anything. It could be coming out horribly. Who knows? You know, it's like, you know, who knows? But if I was directing them, I'd say, slow it down, boys. Slow it down. make it good. Take your time. You know, you've got your budget, you know, but like, it's not coming out in 20, you know, anytime early 2021 at the very latest. So you got some time. You got some time here, you know.
Speaking of things that are not going to come over anytime soon or be usable, someone posted images of Super Nintendo World in Japan, and they have like the Mario Kart section where it's like four people sit in the cart. Yeah, there's like great Bowser stairs. It looks really well done.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm excited to go. Unfortunately, I know they were trying to open it, you know, in the past summer. They were trying to coincide it with the Olympic opening.
That's
why there was the Mario Olympic game. The, like, everything was supposed to like all kind of like fall into place. But, you know, I can't wait to go there. I mean, I just can't wait to go to any kind of freaking theme park.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. But, yeah. I think, honestly, you never thought it was gonna happen, but it did happen. It looks great. I hope, you know, people kind of like give us like a little bit of better tour, because like, of course the pictures are gonna look better than anything, you know what I mean? Like, they're gonna be like, yeah, let's get the perfect light of day, touch up the colors and all that, but like the set pieces are so well done.
Yeah I agree. Like, I mean, the bummer it is, like, if you I am over waiting in long lines in my life. And I can even do it for like one thing, like one line, you know, if I get like in line for a thing and then you get to the front and it's over. But like, at this point in my life, the idea of going to a popular amusement park where everything is just waiting in a line, it doesn't sound fun to me at all. So I'm like, oh, the bummer about this actually is, not to be a negative Nancy, is like, I'm going to have to wait like 20 years. You know, like before, like until, you know,
when it's going.
Yeah, you know, or like when it just cools down, that it's not the, the main thing anymore. You know,
it's gone on March 31st, 2021.
They're canceling it. They're like, they're closing it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it's a shame. And I think the like general, like, word on the street is that the Japanese people love a good amusement park, and so we did not go to Japanese Disney when we were there, for instance, for that reason, because I was like, same reasoning. I was like, you know what I don't want to do on my vacation? Stand in line all day, you know, like again and again, you know, like that just sounds like the worst thing ever to me.
And especially if you go to another country, it's like there's much better ways to enrich yourself in a vacation than do something you can do in your own area.
Right. Like Disney, and like, I'm not even like a huge Disney fan at all. So like that was an easy one. Obviously this would be different, you know, like obviously, but it's just like, ugh, like that's such a bummer. Cause I'm like, I can just, the thing that I'm afraid of to be completely honest is that like, and not to rain on the parade of it. Cause like, if you have a better tolerance for lines than me, then you're going to like it, like no matter what. But like, if you're like me, like I'm like, I would just never like this, I have a feeling, because I'm just too much of a grumpy Gus as an adult, where I'm like, the whole time I'm gonna be like, this sucks. There's people everywhere in my way taking pictures and like getting them away, and like there's a line everywhere I turn, and I just want to have an actual experience that doesn't involve like bumping into people or like, you know, like waiting in line. Play. You know what I mean? It's definitely Debbie Downer like type thing, like for sure. Like, I'm not even gonna lie, but it's what my fear about this is, because it is going to be insanely popular. It's going to be insanely popular. Like, there's no way around it. The pictures make it look freaking awesome, and then everybody on the planet is going to want to go. It's going to be better than Disney World, because who gives a crap about Mickey Mouse? Nobody. You know, like, it's like who cares about Mario? Well, a few people, it turns out. You know, it's like, I don't know. Yeah, so I don't know, maybe someday. My nephew's like 7, saw some pictures of it, and me and my brother were joking like, someday we all have to go to Japan together so he could check it out, you know, when the world is not a, you know, toilet storm of hellscape anymore. But you know, I was like, oh boy, and then I'll get to wait in line all day. I don't know, maybe we'll rethink this plan, but we'll see. So we'll see. But the pictures do look great. The pictures look great.
I'm not sure when it's supposed to come over stateside. Probably in a couple of years. This is just the Japanese location, but right. They're working on that next, but that's probably not going to happen for at least 2 years or so.
If I had to wait in line with anybody, I'd rather wait in line with Japanese people, because they're super polite and super friendly, and like everyone will be very orderly and calm. And then there's Americans. And we are none of the above.
Like, so, I don't get it. You know, he's too kind for that. Too kind.
I at least like want to wait in line where the people are nice and respecting the line and stuff like that. That would be the good thing. Like, that would be the good thing in Japan, I guess. So there's the silver lining.
Yeah.
There's the silver lining.
All right. And the other big news thing that happened this week was they announced at the Game Awards, or prior to the Game Awards, that they were going to show off a Smash reveal, and I was kind of surprised they announced it, but I guess it's a good way for Nintendo to quell people's expectations,
right.
Or set expectations, like, kind of, like, because yes, then people will go like, oh, is it going to happen this year or not? Are they skipping or whatever? Right. So I guess it's kind of good they came out.
Ruined it. They put Persona 5 in it because they're A, they were lazy, and B, like, crap. So then, you know, they're like, let's try to switch it up this year in the Last of Us 2 rewards. And now, like, they were contemplating announcing Joel from The Last of Us. So I heard he was in the running.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm surprised they showed it off right at the start when they started the show. I figured they'd wait like half an hour, but they went right into it. And they announced Sephiroth from Final Fantasy VII is coming in to everyone's surprise, because everyone was thinking like, just a bunch of other characters except for, you know...
except for Sephiroth.
Well, except for a franchise that was already represented, right? They're like, oh, it'll be all new ones. It's like, no, it's actually not. Surprise!
Yeah.
But,
well, it's clear. To me, as a Cash, it like was clear, like, oh, well, you want everyone to have an enemy. You know, even Donkey Kong got his enemy, you know, like to Mike's eternal happiness. You know, it's like, so... It's like, okay, that's the deal. Like, you're balancing.
Yeah, I got my Rareware. Like, I can't really. Like, again, like I said, we say this every time. I already got who I wanted, and then, you know, I got who I wanted with some icing on the cake and K. Rool and Banjo. I'm like, it'd be nice if Phoenix Wright made it. I'm not gonna be like, oh man, this game sucks. How dare he not do that? Like, he already ruined the game putting Bayonetta in, you know, and 30 other Fire Emblem.
He's got plenty of other reasons to say the game sucks.
Yeah,
the characters is not one.
I've already lost my fate, so this can restore some humanity in it. But like, what's zero? You know, zero times anything is still zero, guys. So,
God, this guy.
I try, but I've already given up on you. But I haven't given up on him like he's Miyamoto. At least he has some respect.
Yeah, I was like underwhelmed by this entirely, because like I enjoy playing as Cloud here and there, like in the game itself, but I have no relationship to it because it's an RPG and like yawn, why would I play that kind of game? Like, but I mean, you guys are like hot for Final Fantasy Remake and all that stuff, so I'm sure you guys are
a great game. So that was my game of the year.
So like, are you guys like like at least interested in this as a character, or is it like, oh yuck, another sword character? Like, what do you guys think of this?
Every character is gonna be a sword character. When's he gonna make his five game? Like, you come on now. What the last six characters, sword characters, and the other one was a ranged character? Oh, I know, there was Terry, and then the other ones are all
Joker, gun hero, and Byleth.
I mean, Banjo's a ranged character because he was a sword, basically. You know what I mean? I mean, I've seen that F Smash. But yeah, like, I don't really care as a sword character. I'm pretty indifferent to that now. Right. Which is not a good thing, I guess. You know, I mean, it'd be nice to have more fighters, but dude, what a reveal. Honestly, Clay, like, I would have never thought Sephiroth, man. I'm telling you, I would have thought, like, if they were to choose another Final Fantasy character, it'd be like a generic black mage, or it'd be like
Swampy and Hard
from Final Fantasy VIII, which that game's not that popular, but he's very popular because he's the guy with the gunblade. Like, you know what the gunblade is, right?
Yep.
Yeah, everybody knows what the gunblade is. You know what I mean? So I was like, all right, well, that makes sense if that would have made it. But or Noctis, because they're the most recent Final Fantasy. Sora's never going to make it, I heard, because Disney doesn't want him in. And, you know, they own Sora's from the Kingdom Hearts guy. And even though he's been in, like, four or five Nintendo consoles himself. But GBA, DS, 3DS, and Switch. Yeah, four. But, yeah, dude, I heard Disney doesn't want to sign him over. So, like, Square Enix is like, yeah, totally. And they're like, ooh, sorry. So I guess, like, Sephiroth was, like, their alternative option, which, you know, he's super iconic.
It just feels so obvious to me. It just feels so obvious. They wanted to balance Cloud to have an enemy. I mean, that's what it feels like to me.
Yeah, but that's like saying, that's like saying Sonic is about to get Tails and Dr. Robotnik.
More like, as far as I'm aware or concerned, like, if they're going to add another Final Fantasy character, they already have Cloud, and it's hard to not be like, well, let's add this up. It's like, no, you're adding Sephiroth. Like, for me, it's like, there's no question. Sure, Chocobo, VV, Squall would be cool, but it's like, you can't have Cloud there and be like, we're going to add another. We're going to add Terra or whatever. It's like, no, you're not.
Different.
It's like, you can't add Cloud and not Sephiroth.
It's a nice balance anyway. It's like, whatever. Like, I don't care about the character at all. Like, if you would have put me on a quiz show for $1,000 and said, who's the bad guy in Final Fantasy VII, I would have not been able to tell you. I'd have been like, I've heard the name at some point in my life.
I mean, if I would have started Latin chanting, okay, you would have been like, oh, it's clear. Okay. Like, you know, me and Matt, like, we take off our shirt and we wrap our towel around our head and we could do the whole thing.
I don't know why.
Well, let's just leave it.
Okay, I'm very confused, but I'll leave it where.
He's as iconic as a villain as you could get, you know? Yeah. And there's not that many villains, but again, your counterpoint, though, makes it seem like everybody has to have their yin and yang.
No, you're right. You're right. Well, then, Matt,
I would say it's because not a lot of other characters have where the main character and the villain are so prominent, right?
But Dr. Romani is way bigger than Sephiroth, technically. You know what I mean?
You can get away with just Sonic because it's fine. Like, I don't know. I don't see Eggman being as, not culturally.
As iconic?
I don't know how. Yeah, I guess so. I don't really see, like, I could see people being like, oh, cool, Eggman. But it's like, getting Sephiroth is a much bigger get to a wider variety of people.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, he's like a major villain, like an evil villain. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's not getting Bowser or Wart or whatever, King Wart. It's like, oh, this dude is evil. Like, it's like just really shocking to get that through again.
Yeah. Like Ridley. Legitimately up. Mario gets stabbed. And now again he gets stabbed.
Yeah, I don't get why they have to kill Mario in every trailer.
I think Sakurai just secretly hates Nintendo, and this is a way of being passive aggressive about it.
You know, that's like,
man, this stupid company. I'm gonna kill your dumb character.
He's like, ooh, you know what? I really don't like Nintendo. I mean Mario. I mean, I'm just gonna make this cinematic trailer. I directed it. No hidden meanings behind it. But I'm always gonna kill Mario and or Luigi.
Yeah.
That's hilarious, man.
Yeah.
All right, so I know who Clay wants then. It has to be iconic. So he wants Shaq from Shaq Fu, right? I'm assuming it does. He's going to be like, I know this character, and Shaq's iconic, and he's a real-life person. That category hasn't been hidden. Boom, Shaq Fu. Next character.
So is there? There's only one left?
Two.
No, two? Three.
Wait, what? Three?
Yeah, it's six characters. There's Steve, Min five. Min, now Sephiroth, five. And then...
Wait, Steve was number one?
He's no, Smitty he's number two. Jensen? So is... What?
Steve, you SpongeBob he was Smitty Werber Yeagerman Jensen?
No.
Okay, he was number one?
How dare you. yeah, no, it is kind of annoying to be like, oh, Sakurai and his sword characters again. But it's also... I don't know, I think it's also really cool that it's Sephiroth, because all of his moves, he looks like he's going to be overpowered as hell, and I'm not sure how he's not going to be. So,
oh, dude, all the DLC characters are never balanced correctly, okay? And now, especially with Corona, and they clearly
I don't know,
had nobody
is Steve really all that good?
Team. No, but, you know, Steve's he's Minecraft. They could make him good, okay?
I don't
also,
know.
Also, they did too much work on the aesthetic for Steve to make him good. With Sephiroth, all they got to do is literally just put the model over. Then we'll get a Marth Bear, maybe drop in a Corrin Dare over here and there. You know what I mean? Just that's a, yeah, I mean, come on. You already know that's how they do their lazy DLC. And look, we're going to see him Thursday.
Yeah, it's very quick.
4 or 5 o'clock Eastern?
Something like that, yeah. On the 17th at the least.
So all your questions will be answered there. And then my guess is he drops Friday, because it usually happens that night or the next day, right? When they do those videos.
Something like that. Within the next few days anyway. So it'll definitely happen before Christmas.
Yeah. Which is a nice Christmas gift.
Yeah.
From, you know. See, we're not even mad at Nintendo and hashtag free Sephiroth. I forgot what the not playing. Yeah. So I kind of find it funny. The whole incident happens. They're like, don't worry, guys. You're Sephiroth. And they're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh man, can't wait for Phoenix Wright and Dixie Kong in the next two, and I guess the last character will be you. You know, you get what I'm saying? Like, it'll be that cheesy one. It's you, even though we have Misa.
Suzuki. Who's you?
Yeah, it's just the Gary, the finger pointing at the thing, and it's like, oh my gosh! And when they say you, then the hand turns around and it happens to be Master Hand.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I know. Actually,
even though they have it in the game and they won't let us replay it. Jerks.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying, Matt? It's already in the game. You catch my drift? You see that? It's you. Boom, boom, 3D effect. Remember, 180 fisheye lens. Turn it around. You realize the hand was white and it had nothing behind it. And then the master hand laughed. And then boom.
I'd be cool with that. It wouldn't really work, though, because he's too big, but...
Cool. Whoa, Ridley's too big. Master Hand is just right.
I always thought with Smash Wii U, because they had like the separate screen, they should have had a mode where one person is Master Hand and the other people are regular fighters, and like somehow, I guess, on the gamepad you could access things they couldn't or see things they couldn't or whatever, but they didn't, so they suck. One thing I want to mention that I didn't mention before with Sora, you were saying like, oh, Disney doesn't want him in Smash or whatever. But the other thing is, Disney also doesn't want him in some of their this stuff with Square Enix too, because there was the, I forget, the chibi like RPG where you like stacked monsters.
Theatrism rhythm, yeah. Or whatever?
No, it was... I forget.
World
of Final Fantasy, where they had like a Sora DLC thing, and then they like removed him later.
Yeah, just, like, they
even
removed
with,
him like
even
so
with Square
quickly.
Enix stuff, they're like, no, it's like, we don't want him in there. It's like, what? I don't get it. Why'd you add him and also remove him? But it's
I don't get why they gave Disney so much power over Sora when Tetsuya Nomura drew it. You know what I mean? Like, he drew, designed, and wrote the whole game. But all because he wanted Mickey Mouse in his game.
I mean, it worked.
True. I mean, look at me. I bought a music game for one scene, so.
Yeah. Was the scene good?
Hey, yo, he's pretty good, man. I'm not gonna lie, it's so good.
Well, so who's that?
Yo, you wanna know? You wanna know what's also scummy? The DLC is still $30 for Kingdom Hearts 3.
Oh man.
Yeah. I beat that. That was the other thing I played. I beat that DLC. Actually, pretty tough because it was like all secret bosses and upping the difficulty. But yeah, $30 though. I was like, I'll wait a year and a half. Maybe it'll go on sale or be less than $30. Signed in, $30. I was like, I was like, what is this?
Yeah, that's
right. Oh man.
But yeah, I think we will end it there unless you guys want to go over the indie world thing. I didn't think there was really much to say on it.
Never. I'm going to hang up and we'd say indie world ever again.
Indie.
That's it. No! All right. Dude, funny, I don't need to hear about their 99 cents games, burger stacking, Infinite Run on my Nintendo Switch, clogging up my eShop. Okay?
The funny thing is, like, I didn't even know there was, I was really busy today, and I didn't even know there wasn't any Direct today until we were on the air here, and I noticed it in my news feed. I'm pumped. I look forward to playing the Among Us game. I've heard a lot about it. Sounds like something I'd like, and I've always wanted to play Spelunky 1 at the very least, if not both of them. So I didn't really obviously get a chance to digest any of the rest of the news, but just those two headlines were like, all right, like I'm down. So
I'm surprised. I thought Spelunky was already on the Switch.
Yeah, Spelunky 2, but isn't Spelunky 2 out now?
No, they're not coming till next year, it says. So I mean, Spelunky 2 is out elsewhere, if that's what you're asking, but on Switch they are coming next year.
Got it.
Yeah.
So I think they ported at least the first one.
Yo, I'd love to play with you. All right. Yeah. I mean, you need a lot of people to play, but it's really fun, Clay. So
what I was wondering is, you know, now that we've gone on really long in this show, is like, you know, at the end here, but I guess I had a question. As for Among Us, I know you play with like 10 people, but can you join with say a few of your friends and then it fills with randos?
Yep.
Or
yep. That's what I usually do because I don't ever have enough.
Right, you're never
like, I get like 5 or 6 to enter. Well, you can make the room as big as you want. Obviously, it's way better with, you know, at least 7 or 8 people, in my opinion.
Right.
But yeah, you can just say like all 4 of my boys join, then I'll just make the rest of the room public and randos join, and then you can't hear anyone. It's only all through typing.
Right, it's typing, right? Which I prefer. Yeah. I like that. I don't want to.
And
hear
you can
some...
only talk at very specific times. You know, it's like, you know, no, like I mean, when I'm in when I like do it IRL or whatever, like on stream, like I gotta tell people, like, hey, you know, turn off the stream, this and this, because you know you don't want people to cheat. Because in reality, you're just your crewmate. You're just that guy in a spacesuit. You have nothing else to do but your task, and like, or you're the other way around, or to kill. Like you're supposed to feel the loneliness of space, kind of thing.
Yeah. It sounds great, and I think it's gonna be cheap according to the news article here. They didn't say a price, but
$5. I checked.
That's great.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that'll be a good one. You know, the pandemic has really triggered certain games to blow up, and that's one of the news stories even I'd heard about. So it's like, all right, that's awesome. So I just want Fall Guys too. Like Fall Guys looks like something I love, and I'm like, why isn't that on Switch yet? You know, like why
is
this
dead
game
now
on Switch? Why do you mean?
A, it's already dead, and B, I don't think the Switch online servers can handle it because, there's too many cheaters anyway, Clay. You don't want to play it. Oh, that's not
what? Why? Why is it dead? Why do you say that?
Oh, well, compared to like its first 30 days install base, aka when it was free. Also, they in my opinion, they messed up with the season changes, the DLC, the map RNG was pretty terrible, and the differentiation between some maps is just not like you really can't tell. It's like, right. Oh, here's this. Like the problem is like the content they add, in my opinion, is too weak. Not necessitate, but to really, what's the word I'm looking for? Not allure, like to, you know, basically give me a reason to go back, kind of thing.
Like, I mean, just... I haven't played it obviously, but I would contest that, like, if Fortnite can run on Switch with 100 players, then something like a platformer with 100 players.
I played it on console and I played it on PC. PC's pretty smooth, but one time I played it on console and I was like, it really wasn't that well. Yeah, and maybe it's just maybe my friend's Wi-Fi was bad that day. But like,
maybe.
You know, he's, I mean, but his job is like cybersecurity, so I doubt it's really bad in his house.
Right.
It's pretty important.
That's interesting.
But at the same time, it's like, Like, I mean, it's a fun game. Like, you definitely have to play it at least. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think it's a way more casual game. My bro, like, we started doing it more as a hangout game where we'll just pass the controller and be like, oh, you know, just, you know, have fun, yeah. not care. But I don't know. I have a really weird relationship. That's like the most solid middle ground game I've ever played. Like, whoa, this is really fun. Does it three times. That's exactly how I feel.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I got from it.
Interesting. Cool.
If I know cool. a funny story before we hang up on that. So in Steam, you're allowed to return a game if you play for less than 2 hours. And I was like, yo, I don't like this game anymore. So I played my three or four games. I kept getting second place. And it wasn't like I wasn't assaulting Sandra. I was just like, I don't like this sure. game anymore. Yeah, I have a few dubs. But I ruined my twist. But yeah, so I returned it. I was like, $22 well saved. And it was like, contest, win Fall Guys. And it's like, if you comment, I was like, cool, Fall Guys. Be kind of cool to have, but I don't really like the game. Trust me, I played it. You won a code. I got an email. It's like, here's your code for Fall Guys. I was like, at least I got the game for free. Like, you know what I mean? But it can never leave me.
That's funny.
I wasted my contest win of the year on Fall Guys, man. I'm telling you. I wasted my RNG on that. Should have used it on the lotto. Shit. Oh.
I'm not even sure when it would come over, because I think it was, I'm sure Sony was got some exclusive rights to it to some degree, because it was a PS Plus, it was free on PS Plus, so that's why it blew up, because it was free and nothing else is coming out. So I'm not sure if that, if they're paying money to keep it exclusive for some time or not, because I don't really know how that works. So it may not come out for a while, but maybe if it does come out on Switch, it will have been so long that it'll get like a second wind.
Oh yeah,
at least on the platform.
If it came out at this point, Switch's life cycle within the next like say year.
Oh yeah, we definitely have another bump.
It's gonna get that Switch bounce. It's mm-hmm. gonna, you know, it's like it's gonna, because like games. That's why I think they held Doom so long. Like I don't think Doom Eternal coming out now is an accident. I think they wanted to let it die down. And like everyone who played it last year, be like, give them a reason to buy it again. You know, it's like, it's a whole new thing, definitely in the boardrooms of game developers at this point, to discuss that second wave sales, like, and how to plan for it. Like, how do we get our game to like surge, you know, later, if we can plan that, you know, and Switch is the most obvious instance of it. Like tons of games, people buying it a second time, like tons of games. Nintendo's reselling you their own games on Switch, much less like everybody else, you know, like being like, oh, you know, let's bring our game over to Switch. Like, so.
True. Switch port one.
Yeah, well, I hope so. We'll see. But anyway, all right, we've been going all along. I if there's any listeners still listening at this point,
you wouldn't doubt.
Send me a tweet at UnoClay_Switch. And I'll send you a gift in the mail. If there is anybody listening and you want a random gift in the mail, tweet at me. And it can't be one of my co-hosts.
Oh, this is not your book. I mean, this is me, Johnny. Oh, wow. Uno Clay. How do I say that? Yo, that Mike guy's a crazy nut job, right? How do you put up with him? When's the gift coming?
Oh, you're playing right to my good side. Oh, that Mike, I know what you're saying.
Yo, you know what? My favorite member is Clay, but that Mike guy, Miyamoto is the greatest. Who has to play Odyssey anyway? You know what I'm saying?
It's so weird that this guy, like, that, like, sending me, that said he wants the gift, is his address is so suspiciously in New York City. Like just.
But, well, yeah, I thought that Mike guy was in California. What season is this? All right, come on.
So suspicious. But hey, whatever. I'll just send him a gift. You know, it'll be my favorite Super Mario Galaxy 2 T-shirt. That'll make him happy.
Oh my gosh, I'd love that. All right, so wherever you're listening, you can find us. Just wait, crap, I skipped to the part. You can find me at the Mank Viking on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. And Mike, where can people find you?
I got just find me on Nintendroid on YouTube. That'll lead you to all my links. But yeah, if y'all like Mario hacks and that Mario Maker emphasis on the Mario, yeah, you know where to go.
All right, Uno Clay, where can people find you?
Yeah, I can account for that. When you look at Mike's profile on your Switch, he's got like 600 hours of Mario Maker. So yeah, you can see him playing some Mario Maker. I'm gonna take a wild guess.
Thanks.
At this point, you've played more than the dev team.
I know, that's crazy. That's a lot of hours.
Clay's about to hit that 600 on Mario 35. He's gonna counter back. He's gonna
No.
I mean, on Mario 1-1. Sorry.
Yeah, Mario 1-1, definitely. hit me up. I've been dabbling with some streaming. I don't know if I'll do it often or not, but I've been just testing out my tech. So check me out at UnoClay Gaming. Maybe I'll put up new videos this winter as when time allows, or hit me up at UnoClay_Switch if you're still listening for that free grab bag of crap that I find in my dust drawers and send to you.
What a guy.
Oh, nice. All right. Wherever listening, you can find us at Just Another Castle on pretty much every platform on the internet. Hit us up with your questions, or if you're interested in being a guest at Just Another Castle, or me directly at the Mangle Viking. So until next time, leave luck to the heavens and leave gaming to Nintendo.
My friend, your desire is the bringer of life, the gift of the goddess.
That was the